Yeah, thinking about a really big project, like I can't imagine the transition from, was it Burdines, the department
Burdines,
you were at,
Burdines, yeah,
moving from
Burdines, yeah.
there to Neiman's. What was that transition like for you?
It was a very interesting transition. So Burdines, a great brand, really a great brand, especially when I was there. It became Macy's, obviously a white box, and lost its soul. But when I was there, Burdines was the Florida store, and everything about it was catered towards that Florida lifestyle, if you will. But they were doing some amazingly advanced things. And then I'll talk about the change in a minute, but I'm kind of setting it up a little bit. So at that point, Burdines, their stores were very unique. I forget the design firm right now, but they were very advanced, the Burdines stores. They were years ahead of themselves as far as retail design and merchandising. But in the center of the store, there was always a clear story, as we call it, a skylight, because, of course, in Florida, great light, great, sunshine. So the store always had a lot of natural light in it. But that space called the atrium was a museum. And we actually had a curator, Charles Sensman. I still remember his name. He was one of my great mentors. And he would travel the world and buy collections of anything. I mean, we had a musical collection, we had an egg collection, we had a hat collection, you name it. We had these amazing collections. And you would put it in the center of your store, in your atrium. I think we had 20-some stores at the time, I'm not even sure. But you would sign up and you would get a collection, the collection would come to you, and for 6 weeks you'd put it in your store. It wasn't for sale. It was an exhibit in the center of the store, right? Very advanced. Why would you do that? Well, the customers would come to the store and almost be going to a museum at the same time. So there was this high level of experience is where I'm kind of going with this whole thing, right? And we also had beautiful merchandise. We were the luxury department store. Now, not the level of Neiman Marcus, certainly, but we had nice, we had some nice higher end brands. So that worked out fine. So I learned a lot there. I learned a lot about that customer experience and the luxury portion, if you will, of that customer experience. Not even necessarily related to product when I use the word luxury, but luxury and truly the experience, something that you wouldn't get at a normal department store. So it was a level or two above that. So when the opportunity came to go to Neiman Marcus, of course, I was very excited. I was very nervous. I can honestly say I was very nervous when I got there. And I quickly saw that the people I was working with were of a very high caliber. And I thought, whoa, this is going to test me. And they did test me. My staff wasn't too crazy about me because there was somebody there that wanted the job that I came in for. And so the staff really made it real hard on me. And they were trying to get me out, to be quite honest. And it was really rough. Every time I said turn left, they would turn right just to trip me up. Or if I asked them to do something, they wouldn't do it. And then somebody called me and go, Ignaz, it didn't get done. So they were trying to sabotage me. So the first 2 years were not particularly great, to be honest with you. It was very hard. Until I sat them all down and I basically had to come to Jesus and I said, okay, here are the options. I said, it should be obvious to you by now, I'm not leaving. So I said, if you want to leave, that's your prerogative. But I said, we're not going to be working like this anymore. So I'm telling you right now, I'll support you. I'll do anything I can to help you. But if you don't do it in return, then one of us is leaving. And I said, no, it's not going to be me. So you have to, I don't like those kind of conversations. But every once in a while, you just got to put your foot down and say, this isn't going to work. And creative people are vicious. I don't know if you know that. Creative people are vicious, okay? It's a dog-eat-dog world, and they will, and they can get you out. I've seen it. I've seen people that have worked for me, the staff turned on them, and man, you're dead. No, I'm not kidding. It's really sad to see, but it happens. So going back to your question, what was that transition like? It was hard in the beginning, but then once I started getting control of it and I started building my own team, because remember, whenever you inherit a team, there's always going to be those that are going to be loyal to you, and then there's those that are going to be loyal to your face and stab you in the back, and then there are those that are just not going to be any of it and just want to kill you. So you kind of have to weed through who's going to stay, who is ultimately going to leave. And it's not that you come in with this attitude of, you know, someone has to leave, but if the people aren't going to be on your team, something has to change, period, right? So once I could start building my own team and getting my staff put together, it was like night and day, night and day. Loved it. And the people I worked with, the talent that I worked with, and the exposure, I got to travel the world working with Neiman Marcus. I've met famous people, you know, performers and designers, you know, it's been amazing. But you have to work hard to get to that level of comfort. It's just not handed to you.